What's up, y'all? This is Mitch, and you're listening to the Fully Fit Podcast. We're back with episode 2, and like I said before, I'm excited about this season because I'm going to be hitting you guys with just short, compact episodes that just go in on a topic. They're short and to the point, and they're real, and they give you guys a ton of value in a short amount of time. I know that not everybody has an hour to listen to a podcast, right? And if you're driving in the car, you got a little 15-minute drive, wouldn't you want to get a lot of value out of that 15 minutes that you're spending listening to it, right? So that's what I want to do today again. Last week, I talked about just a lot around the mental game with why you want to do certain things and the problem with wanting to lose weight. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to that. I think that's a really powerful episode. But if you have listened to that one, then you're really going to like this one today because this is all mental. It's all mental. And I love it because, man, this is something I deal with every week. And it's also something that's very timely for me right now, right? So the topic today is there are key differences between the words can't and shouldn't. Say it again. There are key differences between the words can't and shouldn't. So I can't do a pull-up is a common one I always hear. Or as a coach, I sometimes go up to people and I say, hey, you shouldn't do that weight. Cool. Now, there's going to be some differences between these two words and why they're used. But at the end of the day, we want to think of the word can't as a mental word. Right? It's not reality. It's something that you've created in your mind to be reality. So I can't do a pull-up. Yes, you can. Who's to say you can't? You are in your own way. You are telling yourself you can't do a pull-up, and that's why you can't do a pull-up. So it's all mental. Now, the word shouldn't is more of a physical word. So, like, It's a word I would use out of concern, right? Of like a safety issue. So like if somebody's using a weight and they look like they're going to hurt themselves, I'm going to go up to them and say, "Hey, you shouldn't do that." Right? So the summary sentence of this whole podcast episode is something I'll say a couple times just so you can like really hear it, but it's just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And just because that you can't doesn't mean that you shouldn't. All right, I'll say that again. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And just because you can't doesn't mean that you shouldn't. So I'll use an example. Just because you can squat 300 pounds doesn't mean that you should today. And just because you can't do a pull-up today doesn't mean you shouldn't work towards getting a pull-up. Now let's dissect this a little bit. People often say, oh, I can't do something. And they dismiss that thing that they say they supposedly can't do for a lot of different reasons. Whether it's a fear of failure, whether it's they actually have to take personal responsibility for the outcome, and they're just like, ah, I don't know if I can do that. Or it's just that you allow outside perspectives or circumstances to dictate how you choose to think about yourself. There's a lot of reasons people dismiss things as something that they can't do. But I'm here to tell you, you need to eliminate that word out of your vocabulary. If you want to be successful in anything, then you have to eliminate that word. Can't is dangerous because the reality is can't is just an expression of how you think of yourself. Our thoughts that we think about ourselves become the words that we speak over ourselves. And the words that we speak over ourselves become the reality of who we are. So if I think of myself in a way of just constantly thinking like, well, I can't do pull-ups, I can't do that weight, I can't run that far. Well, guess what? If you start telling your friends that, start telling your friends like, oh yeah, you know, I can't run 5 miles. I can't lift 200 pounds. Well, what do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to lift 200 pounds or do you think you're going to run 5 miles? No, because you're already speaking life into that. You're saying, I'm not going to do that. But what if you changed your vocabulary around a little bit? What if you started saying, hey, you know what? I can't do it right now, but I want to do it. And I'm going to find a way to do it. Or you know what? Yeah, the reality is right now, I'm probably just not there. But it's because I haven't put in the work for it. So if I put in the work for it, I'll be able to do that. Man, think of how much more powerful you would be if you started talking like that instead of, yeah, I can't do that. It's insane to me. One of the questions that I love asking people is, if failure wasn't an option, what would you be doing right now? Think about that. Going back to my my own example, you know, I used to say, oh, I hate running. I don't like running long distance. I'm not a good runner. I can't run that far. I was all over the place with that. But guess what? Guess what I did? I checked myself one day and I said, Mitch, you need to shut up, dude. You are speaking so much life into you not being a runner that you're choosing to not be a runner because you're talking so much about how bad of a runner you are and how much you don't like running. Where do you think you're going to go with that? You're not going to run. Duh. So guess what I did? I started talking to myself and saying, you know what? I'm not a good runner right now because I haven't put in the work to be a good runner. I'm not a good runner right now because I'm not being consistent with running. I'm not a good runner right now, but that doesn't mean that I have to be a bad runner forever, right? Just because I can't run 5 miles doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to run 5 miles. You see what I'm saying? There's so much more into that, but I started creating ways and opportunities for myself to prove to myself, you know what? You were just speaking life into the wrong area, buddy. Because guess what? You're actually going to be a good runner. You're going to love running. I do love running. I started a freaking run club at SeaTown just so that I could have an excuse to run every week because it'll hold me accountable and it'll get people involved. It'll be fun. It'll build community. All of those good aspects. But guess what? That's just one tool in the tool belt to prove to myself that guess what? You were wrong, bro. You are going to be a good runner. You are going to like running. You see what I'm saying? It's all about how we think of ourselves. When you start thinking of yourself in a way that you're empowering your own self to do what you want to do, you're unstoppable. Yeah, you might not be able to do something right now, but why does that let you automatically assume that you should resort into this can't mentality? I don't want to ever hear you say you can't do something. I don't want to ever hear you say, yeah, I'm not good at running. I'm a bad this. I can't do a pull up. I blah, 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 blah. Don't talk to me about that. What are you doing to fix that? What are you doing to do that? What are you going to do to change that? That's what you have to ask yourself. What am I willing to go up against? Because guess what? There are almost never situations where you can't find an opportunity to succeed. There's never a scenario where the barrier is that high up against you to where you actually can't do something. The problem is your will, your ability to face that barrier and say, I'm going to take it head on and actually do something about this. Your will is usually thwarted in some way by just, you know what, that's going to take too much time. I don't have the patience for that. I don't know if I have the work ethic for that. there's a lot that goes into it. But the problem I see a lot of times is that our mindsets around what we're choosing to look at are in a fixed realm. We're very outcome oriented. We think of it as success being all or nothing. We think of it as an achievement. If I don't achieve that, then I'm not successful. And that leaves us in a place of being overly scared, overly fearful. We feel like we're going to fail, and we don't look at the possibility of the success that we could achieve. We overestimate the amount of work that is actually needed to succeed. We confuse what success even is. Success is not an outcome. I will be very clear with you about that. The person who says that succeeding is an outcome is lying to you, because it's not. Success is a direction. What direction are you on? What path are you on right now? Are you on a path to being better, or are you on a path of destruction and getting farther away from your goals? That's going to change from minute to minute to minute. 1 minute you could be successful, and the next minute you could be failing. That's the difference. A lot of times when I'm working with clients, one of the things I talk about is the check mark theory that I've created, which is if you're thinking of whether or not to do something or to eat something or to go somewhere or whatever it may be, use the checkbox system. If you can check that box and say that that's going to help me get closer to my goals, cool, do it. Absolutely do it. If you can't check a box saying that that's going to get me closer to my goal, think about whether or not you should really be doing that, right? Let's look at the weekend. A lot of people love pizza. A lot of people love beer. Ain't a bad thing. I love me a good beer. I love me some pizza. However, if I'm trying to be serious about my nutrition, I'm trying to be serious about my weight loss, trying to be serious about my aesthetics or whatever it may be, and my friends say, hey, we're going to go out and get some pizza and beers and, you know, hang out on the patio and eat and drink and whatever, is that really going to check the box for me? Probably not. I don't know a time where pizza and beers is successful in terms of weight loss, but if you can find a time, cool. But it's that type of thing where success is, it's going to be an ever-changing thing. Every moment brings a new opportunity. And so in every opportunity, we have the chance for success or for digression, like digressing and getting farther away from our goal. And so when people tell me that they can't do something, it's because you feel like you're so far away from your goal that it just feels impossible to get it. It feels impossible to work your way to it. But what you're failing to realize is that success starts with one step, one direction change, pivoting just a little bit back onto course of what you want to do. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to take giant leaps. You don't have to take anything that's going to really force an impact into your life. You know, a lot of times when I talk to people about cleaning up their nutrition, they're like, oh, dude, I just don't know if I'm ready to like go strict and, you know, cut out like all these things. And I'm like, who said you had to do that? You told me you want to lose weight. Do you want to lose weight? Well, yeah, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, then let's start making baby steps in the right direction to do that. It doesn't mean that you have to go cold turkey and cut out pizza, beer, pop, all this, you know, everything. Like, let's talk about ways that we can make small strides to get us on the right path. Because guess what? When you're on the right path, you start to become successful. And then when you catch that wind of that success, it's contagious. You keep going after it. You keep chasing after it. And you keep going in the right direction. And guess what? You eventually get what you want to get. All that to say, if you get in your own way and tell yourself you can't do a pull-up, you're not going to get a pull-up. But if you have the will to work for that pull-up, you'll get it. You guys hear what I'm saying? I hope it's resonating. So a lot of times too, just on that same train of thought, when people, you know, when people start saying things like, I can't do this, I can't do that, they tend to confuse the excuses that they're making with truths. I hear this one all the time. Well, I can't do that. It's not good for me. Who said that? Who said it's not good for you? Oh, I just know. Oh, really? Tell me more about that. Right? Or, oh, I've tried that before. It just doesn't work for me. Listen, guys, you're not an anomaly. You're probably either just overestimating how little you actually did in effort towards that thing you're trying to do, or you're confusing the short-term commitment that you made with yourself for failed results. So let me go back to that. A lot of times people overestimate how much effort they actually put into something, and they actually didn't do that much. Oh, I tried this diet and like it just didn't really work for me. Were you like 100% with that diet? Well, no, not really. I was only like maybe 60%. When in reality, it was probably more like 40%. You're not going to reap benefit from something you only give 40% on, you guys. Or you confuse the short-term commitment that you had for failed results. Yeah, you know, I tried this and it didn't work. I can't do that. Tell me again, how many weeks did you work on your pull-ups? I did it like for like a week or two. Well, yeah, no wonder you don't have a pull-up. Where you're at and a pull-up, the gap between those two is not 2 weeks. So don't confuse that short-term commitment of, you know, oh, I only put in 2 weeks of work to a failed result. And I'm going to go off on just a quick side note. The only time you fail is when you give up or when you quit. If you haven't quit, you haven't failed. So just because you're not where you want to be, and just because you may not be happy with where you are, doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you failed in any regard. You are not a failure until you decide, I'm quitting. And let me tell you something. If you are a person who uses the word can't, you're choosing to quit. So how about instead of saying, oh, I can't do pull-ups, let's change our vocabulary. You quit on yourself being able to get a pull-up. And so you've comfortably resorted to doing ring rows for the rest of your life. How's that one feel? Yeah, it doesn't feel good, right? Or, I can't do push-ups. No. You can do push-ups. You've just chosen that it's not a big enough priority for me to actually get a push-up. So I'm just comfortable, you know, scaling for the rest of my life. Doing knee push-ups, doing crappy push-ups for the rest of my life. You guys, the vocabulary that we use is so important. Words have such a big impact on how we perceive ourselves and how we go about living. So when I'm sitting here telling you guys, let's start looking at how we're talking and thinking about ourselves. You want to know where the most change comes from? Look at that right there. Instead of saying, I can't do something, what if you said, I can? Or, I can't do that. What about, I'm working towards that? And if you're not working towards it, then just be okay being honest with yourself. And instead of saying something like, oh, I don't have time, or it's just too hard, or, you know, oh, there's not enough time in the day, or I'm just not a morning person. F that. Replace that with, it's not enough of a priority for me to actually create the change or to actually take the first step. Because let's be honest, if it were a priority, you'd be making it happen. Simple as that. that's why when you're around successful people, when you're around people who have what you want, there's a difference that you feel. And it's that exact difference. They've made it a priority. Sometimes it's really hard to talk to people about what they want and what I have, because it's really easy for me to just say, well, yeah, but bro, it's not a priority for you. So like, I don't know why you want what I want, or why you want what I have. It's a priority for me. It's something I've made importance. I've given effort to. It's something I've strived for. You're not willing to do that. It's not, you're not wrong for that. It's just reality. So I'm going to wrap this episode up, and I just want to kind of go back through some things that I feel like are really important for you guys to remember. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you go in the gym feeling really great one day and you can squat 300 pounds doesn't mean that you always should do that. And just because you can't do a pull-up doesn't mean you shouldn't work towards getting a pull-up. Change how you talk about yourself and think about yourself, and I guarantee you, you will start seeing more success. Replace those moments of thinking like, I can't do something, or I just don't have enough time to do that. Replace that with either I'm working towards it and I just haven't had it pay off yet, or it's not enough of a priority for me to do something about it. Guys, I need you to get this. The sooner you get that you have to take personal responsibility for your actions and your outcomes, the sooner you can be successful. Stop pushing off your success on other people. Putting your failure on other people. Putting your lack of results on other people. If you're not happy with where you're at, you have to do something about it. Nobody else can do it for you. No amount of money in the world can do it for you. No fitness coach can do it for you. No nutrition coach can do it for you. If you're not happy with where you're at, do something about it. All right, that was really serious. I'm going to end this episode. I love you guys. I hope you got something good out of this. And I'm excited for you to share this out with your friends. If you feel like you know somebody who could use this, hear this message, and really feel like you got something that, you know, would be good for them to hear, I'd love it if you share it with them. As always, if you guys could like this episode, you know, give me a 5-star rating on the podcast platform that you listen to it on. It's greatly appreciated. It just really helps with people being able to find me and find this podcast and be able to hear the good things that I'm putting out there. And, you know, outside of that, I wish you guys the best of luck in what you're passionate about, what you're chasing after. I really just think that this is a season where I think everybody's kind of getting back to understanding what they want and understanding that they have the ability to go after it. And I just want you guys to know that you're capable of doing whatever it is that your wildest dreams are about. And if you need help, utilize me as a resource. I'm happy to help walk you through anything, happy to help coach you in some capacity. If you need help with workouts, I got you. Like, there's nothing I can't help you with in terms of helping you be on the path of success. So if you need my help, please reach out. And outside of that, hope y'all have a great day, and I'll see you next week. Later.